The galaxy celebrates 2 centuries of hard-won peace. Thousands of star systems prosper under the dominion of the Galactic Republic, and the galaxy's stalwart peacekeepers, the Knights of the Jedi Order, have reached unprecedented heights of power and renown. But all is not well. Rumors abound of strange black ships amassing in the Outer Rim. Dozens of Jedi have disappeared. Members of the Jedi Council report grave disturbances in the Force. The evidence is clear. The Jedi's ancient enemies, the Sith, are returning. On the galactic capital world of Coruscant, the Jedi Temple sends out scouts to gauge the gravity of the threat. As the temple awakens to the menace of war, 2 young Jedi learners celebrate their completion of the initiate trials and prepare to begin their Padawan training, painfully aware that they may never see each other again.
Hey! Psst! Wake up! I know you can hear me. Open the window. It's freezing out here.
Oh, hello. Wow, what are the odds of bumping into you all the way up here? Oh, come on, don't be such a grouch. And don't pretend you aren't happy to see me. Yes, I know it's late, and I know Master Farah told us not to climb around on the outside of the temple. She was very clear about that. But, I mean, tomorrow we'll both be light years away from the temple, and Master Farah's precious rules. As far as I remember, the Jedi Code doesn't say anything about late night climbing. Okay, fine. I wholeheartedly apologize for courting the dark side by climbing a little bit. It was absolutely shameful of me, and I will meditate on it. Now, will you let me in? Not that I don't love clinging to the wall like this, but I made the mistake of looking down a minute ago, and I'm ready to come inside now, please. That's better. Climbing around out there is exhilarating, but it is cold out there. So, this is your room? Kind of weird that I've never been in here before. Even weirder that you've done nothing to decorate it. I know Jedi are supposed to renounce attachments, but not even a bookcase? A lamp? Anything? I think you might be taking the ascetic monk thing too seriously. Have you ever thought of... You're frowning at me. Why are you frowning at me? Oh, are you still going on about that? Look, I'm sorry for waking you up, and I'm sorry for making you complicit in my after-hours mischief. Again. But, look, if you promise to wipe that awful grimace off your face, and if you promise not to tell Master Farah that I've been sneaking around, I'll treat you to one of those delicious cakes I stole from the kitchens. Oh, and you also have to promise not to tell her I stole them. Deal? Ha ha! Perfect! Negotiation really is a Jedi's greatest weapon. Here you go. They were nice and warm when I took them, but I think my climb might have cooled them off a little bit. Sorry. Nah, I'm good. I had one on my way up. They're good, right? Somehow they taste even better late at night. So, which one of us is gonna congratulate the other first? We did it! We passed the trials. We're gonna be real, actual, genuine Jedi. Jedi. About time, too. We were the oldest initiates I'd ever heard of. Old enough to drink, but still too immature to hold a lightsaber. Well, I guess we're not supposed to drink, but whatever. I mean, just think. By this time tomorrow, we'll have met our new masters. And we'll have our Padawan robes, and we'll be out among the stars, a whole new kind of training, a whole new life of adventure. Can you believe it? Where do you want to go first? I hope my master takes me to Ryleth. Twi'leks are so interesting and beautiful, and I've always wanted to see how they... Well, yeah, I know Jedi aren't supposed to care about adventure. And I don't, really. Seriously, we are scholars, peacekeepers, and champions of harmony. Those were our vows, and I believe in them. Adventure is way low on my list of priorities. But, I mean, adventure is still on my list of priorities. Like, I was born on Coruscant, you know? Up until now, the biggest adventure I'd ever been on was the shuttle ride from the lower city up to the temple. I've never been anywhere. I've never known anybody. Would it be so bad to want that? I've never had any friends. Any family? I mean, besides you. I mean, I think you're the only family I've ever had. And how messed up is that? Yeah. Yeah, I know. We're not supposed to want things or get attached to people. I get that. But it's been hard lately, you know? The masters, the other initiates, you. Everybody means a lot to me. The universe means a lot to me. I want to protect the universe. I want to protect everybody. I want to protect you. Can I ask you a question? I'm excited to start training, and I can tell you are too, but don't you feel just a little bit afraid? Yeah, I know. I know fear isn't the Jedi way, but we're not real Jedi yet, so forgive me for a brief moment of weakness, okay? I'm serious. It's just, you've heard the rumors, right? Do you think it's true? Do you think the Sith are really coming back? Yeah, I don't know what to think either. I hope they aren't. Our whole lives, the Masters told us the Sith have been extinct for centuries, ever since the old Sith Dominion was destroyed. If they came back now, I don't know if I could handle that. Going to war, I mean. We've been trained to fight, and we've been trained to resist the dark side, but I don't know. I'm not ready. I don't know if I'll ever be ready for that. To risk my life, to watch people die, to be ready to die myself. That's a lot, you know? It scares me, is all. Yeah, you're probably right. It could just be a rumor. No reason to freak out prematurely. We're probably safe. For now. Have you ever tried, like, reaching out with the Force? Like, really reaching out as far as you can go? Just to poke around and see what's out there? No? Okay. Well, I have. And I felt. I felt life. Sure, tons of weird, exotic creatures on other planets, far-flung tribes, and massive civilizations. But when I reached out farther, when I really tried to see what was out there, I felt it. I felt the dark side. This
black, hungry, powerful void on the edge of existence. It felt cold, and it felt dangerous, and it felt so strong that it was like I wasn't reaching out anymore. I was being pulled in instead. And it knew my name. I could hear it. I could hear it in my head. It called to me. It said, "Lyra Toll, I see you. I know you. I know your fear. I know your pain. I can heal it." And I saw things, everything I've ever wanted, all laid out in front of me, and it looked good. It looked so good that I could feel my resistance crumbling, and what did I do? I stopped reaching out, of course. I severed whatever connection I opened, and I meditated until I was sure it was out of my head. Until I felt the darkness fade away and the light come back. But you don't understand. It was so strong. It was overwhelming. If that's what we're up against, if that's what we have to fight, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'll ever be strong enough. Oh, thank you, my brave Jedi Knight. I appreciate the offer of protection, but I'm older than you, you know. I have more training, even if it's just a little bit. If anything, I should be the one protecting you. Can I tell you something else? It's not actually the fighting that scares me. Not really. That's what the training is for. What I'm really scared of is, I don't know, have you considered that after tomorrow, we might never see each other again? Like, if the Sith are as dead as the Masters say they are, then great, we'll be together again soon. We'll continue our training, become respected Jedi Masters, and then serve long terms on the Council side by side. Easy peasy. But if they are back, if war is coming, then we'll be shipped off to the far corners of the galaxy. We'll spend years on distant worlds, and if we ever get into a battle, there's no guarantee we'll ever make it back. I don't know what I would do if I could never see you again. And don't get on my case about attachments, please. I know the code, I promise, but you're important to me, okay? That's just the way it is, and I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable. I can't help it. It's just, you've been right here, right next to me for as long as I can remember, and the thought of losing that, it just hurts, and I don't know how to deal with that. That's all. Do you know what I mean? No, wait, don't answer that. It's probably best if we stop talking about it. I wanted you to know, I guess. I'm pretty scared of what comes next, but just promise you'll still think about me from time to time. Okay? No matter what. I know it's stupid, but humor me, all right? Will you promise? Good. I just thought of something. When's the last time you and I actually trained together? It's been years, hasn't it? I guess the Masters wanted to keep us separated. I can't imagine why. Oh, calm down. I only ask because I'm curious about something. When we were younger, I was always the stronger one, so I... Oh, shut up. I was totally stronger. I used to throw you around the training rooms like a rag doll. You cannot tell me that you... Oh, no, that was one time, and you cheated. Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree. Anyway, I was just wondering, which of us is stronger now, do you think? Because, not to brag or anything, but I've got quite a few force tricks under my belt. Like, check this out. Here, want another cake? Let me just float it over to you, like, so. There. Pretty cool, huh? Wait, no, don't throw it back at... okay, since this is your room, you're gonna have to clean that up. You know that, right? Okay, point taken. You're pretty good at force throw. But have the masters taught you nothing? The might of the force lies not in power, but in subtlety and grace. So what if you can throw a cake across the room? The real high-level stuff is a lot more gentle. Like, how's this? You probably didn't notice your hair sticking up in the back, did you? Well, let me fix it for you. Just like this. There. Much better. You're ready to hit the town. Oh, you can do that too? I mean, I know I was just out in the wind, but I highly doubt my hair is as bad as... Oh. Oh, wow. That feels kind of strange. What? No, don't... you don't have to stop. It feels kind of nice, I guess. It's like fingers running through my hair. I can feel it on my scalp. It's so nice. It's so soft. Nobody's ever, yeah, that's nice. What if I use the force to touch your face? This. How's that feel? Does it feel like fingers running across your cheek, over your brow, over your lips, wrapping around the back of your neck, and pulling you closer? We shouldn't have done that, right? I don't know if the Jedi Code mentions kissing exactly, but we probably shouldn't have done that. But I think I want to do it again. Do you? Yeah. Good. We're Jedi. Jedi don't... They're not supposed to... Listen. We can't take this too far. But I want you to touch me, I think. Will you? Will you touch me? Just a little bit? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, just right here, over my robes. Just put your hands here and gently. Oh. Oh, yes. That feels Just like that. Nobody's ever touched my breasts before. It feels incredible. Come on, squeeze them. Squeeze them hard. You know, I've never told you this, but a year ago or so, I snuck down to the lower city and I picked up some holovids. Restricted holovids. I've watched them many, many times. And in the vids, the women, they didn't call them breasts, they called them tits. I think I like that word. So here, let me take my robes off so you can see my tits. Do you like them? I've never shown them to anybody, but I want you to see them. It's exciting. Oh, the feeling of your hands against my skin. Yes, grab my tits again. Rub my nipples. Pinch them. Oh, yes. Kiss me. Oh my god. Hey, where's your other hand going? I don't know about that. We've done a lot already, you know, and these things are probably off limits for a reason. Let me slip out of these undergarments. Okay, now. What? Well, yeah, of course I'm covering up. I feel a bit, like, exposed here. I'm all naked, and you... Okay, at least take your robes off first. Meet me halfway. Oh, thank you for this generous gesture. You're a true Jedi. Such chivalry. I'll have to find a way to repay you. All right. You held up your end of the bargain, so I guess... Ta-da! In the holovids, they called this a pussy. What do you think? That's okay. I'm not sure what to say either. But do you want to touch it? Yeah? Just put your hand right here. Oh, wow, that's... That feels really good. Yeah, just slide your fingers over on the outside. Gentle. It's getting kind of wet. Oh my. That feels so good. You can go a little faster if you want. That part at the top, it's really, really sensitive. So wow. Oh my god. Fuck. Yes, just keep going. I think I want you to try going inside, but I think it's supposed to hurt, so can you go slow, please?
Just a finger, okay? Just rub it around the outside. Around the opening there. Oh, fuck. Now push it in. Push it in slowly, like... Yeah. Yeah, that feels... It feels strange, but I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Push it deeper now. Just a little deeper. Slowly. Slow. Ow. Stop. Take it out. No, you didn't. It's okay. Something just... Ouch. That hurt. No, it's not your fault. I think that's supposed to happen the first time, but it's okay. It doesn't hurt anymore. You can keep going. You want to what? Use your mouth? Oh, I mean, yeah, I saw some men doing that in the vids, but it looked kind of complicated, I guess. Not to mention, I mean, it's all wet down there and using your mouth. Okay, fine. If you want to try it, I won't stop you. I don't know what to tell you to do, so, like, just kiss it, I guess. Oh. Oh, fuck. That's so good. Let me just run my fingers through your hair. My real fingers this time. Yeah, keep going. Keep licking me. Lick my pussy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Just put your tongue inside me, please. Please. How does it taste? Good? Good. It feels amazing. I've never. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Oh my god, yes, do that again. Suck right there, right at the top. Oh, fuck. Yes. Keep doing that. Suck there. Keep sucking. And put your fingers back in. Oh, fuck, that's it. Just, fuck. Push your fingers in deep. Nice and deep. Yes, press like that. Press, fuck. There's that spot at the top. Keep sucking me. Keep fucking me with your fingers. Keep. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Clenching down on you feels so good. Something's happening. It feels so good. It feels so. Oh, fuck. Something's building up. Keep going. No, keep going. Go faster. Fuck, go faster. Keep going. It's happening. It's... Fuck. My pussy. Fuck. Stop. Stop. It's really sensitive. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That was... I'm not sure what it was, but it felt amazing. What? Coming? Well, look at you. Is it possible I'm not the only one who's been watching Naughty Hollow Vids? Okay, come on. Don't be so shy. It's a little late for that now. All right, fine. Blush away, my pure and innocent Padawan. I'll be over here. Recovering. I'm still shaking a little bit. That was... intense. It was like it shot through my whole body and filled every muscle with light. Does that make sense? Probably not, I guess. Bear with me, but it kind of felt like the Force. You know that feeling you get when you're meditating? When you're like reaching out and trying to feel the Force connecting your body to the rest of the universe? It was like that, but way more, like, extreme. Heightened, I guess. Physical. Like, for just an instant, I could feel the universe's energy flowing through you, into me, and back out again. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I guess not. It was a pretty new experience. But I could show you if you want. I mean, you did it for me, right? Why don't I return the favor? Generosity benefits a future Jedi, don't you think? You're blushing again. Oh, come over here. Come on. Let me hold you for a second. Just listen for a second, okay? You're really precious to me. Really precious. I don't know if I've made that clear enough. I don't know if I would have made it this far without you. If you hadn't suffered through it all with me, I think I would have washed out a long time ago. Whenever the training got tough, whenever I struggled with my connection to the Force, I could always take a step back and focus on my connection with you. The connection that's always been there. I could focus on that, and it would make me strong. Sometimes it felt stronger than the Force itself. And a minute ago, when you did that to me, I could feel that connection stronger than ever before. It was overwhelming, almost. But in a good way, like we were the same thing. The same creature. Connected physically, connected through the Force, and connected through something else, too. I want to cherish that connection, you know? I want to bury it deep inside me so it'll always be there, even if we can't be together anymore. I know you feel strange about this. I do, too. I know the Masters would be furious if they knew we were doing this. It's not a very Jedi thing to do, but Is it okay? Okay. Just lay back and pull down your underclothes for me. Yeah. There you go. Oh. Oh, wow. No, I'm not surprised. They look different in the vids. Cocks, I mean. That's what they're called, right? Right. They just look smaller on holograms, I guess. When they're not attached to Wookiees, that is. Oh, shut up. Don't judge my viewing choices and I won't judge yours. Now just be quiet and enjoy this, okay? I want to see if you feel the same thing I did. I'm not really sure where to start. Is it always this hard? No? That's just for me? Wow, how flattering. Let me just touch it. It's so soft and warm. It's twitching. Does that feel good? When I wrap my hand around it and move it up and down and squeeze it just a little. It feels so good in my hand. You feel so good. I think it does feel good. You're getting bigger, harder. It's okay. You can moan for me. You can moan as loud as you want. Nobody's gonna hear us up here. Just let me stroke you. Moan for me while I stroke you. And reach out. Reach out with the force and feel this. Feel me. Feel both of us together. That's what I want. I want you to feel what I felt. Hey, I can feel it. With every stroke of your cock, with every twitch in my hand, I can feel you. I can feel all the life around us surging through you, through your heart. Pulsing cock and into me. Can you feel it? That's okay. You will. I know you will. Maybe if I just kiss it like this. You taste beautiful. Swirling my tongue around your head. Sliding my lips down the shaft. I can feel your heart beating. Fuck. Fuck. The feeling of your skin under my lips. Tracing the veins with my tongue. Licking right here. Just under the head. I've wanted this for so long. I didn't know it until just now. You're so hard now. Hard and warm. Pulsing in my mouth. Doing this to you. Making. It makes me feel so powerful, so alive. Shit, I don't want to stop. I never want to stop. It's too big. I can't take all of it into my mouth. Oh, I feel so full of you. It's incredible. You're leaking. It tastes so good. It tastes like you. Sweet and salty. And it's so slippery. It makes it easier to take you a little bit deeper. I'm making a mess. Not very Jedi-like of me. But I like it. I like making you messy. It feels real, natural, and it just feels so good to have your cock in my mouth. To feel your passion. Just feel your energy flowing into me. Does this feel good? I want it to feel good. Mm. I want you to feel that incredible pleasure building up inside of you. I want you to feel connected to everything, to everyone, to me. I want you to feel that perfect moment. I want you to come. I want you to come for me. Can you do that? Will you come for me? Yeah? Okay. Focus. Reach out. Reach out as far as you can. Feel the force flowing through you and into your cock as I suck it faster. And faster. Feel me, baby. Feel me. Do it. Come in my mouth. Come for me. Come.
Wow, Bobby, fuck, that's a lot. Hold on, let me just, oh my god, oh my, that was new. Oh. Why do I need to catch my breath? I'm like, I'm all flushed. Oh, I can still taste you. Oh, that taste. I never knew a person's body could taste so, so perfect. So right. Oh my god, that was incredible. Oh, that was incredible. I mean, if it always tastes that good, I might need you to whip up another batch for me as soon as you... Hey, are you... Oh no, you're trembling. You're trembling. Here, let me hold you. Shh, are you okay? Are you... Did I... Oh no, I'm so sorry. Did I hurt you? Did you not want this? Oh, shit, I swear, I didn't mean to. I just got carried away, and I thought, shit, I thought you were... Okay. I'm confused. You felt it? You did? You felt us? Ah, yes, I... Yes, I... I knew you would. I knew it. Wasn't it unbelievable? Indescribable? Like you were more connected to the Force than you've ever been before? Like you were the Force? I felt it too. When you were coming, I don't know how to describe it. It was like you were... pouring into me. Oh, yes, in the obvious way, but also in another way. Like your spirit was pouring into me. Like we were one spirit, the same presence in the Force, the same person. I don't know. That sounds silly, I guess, but it was beautiful and it was real. I wonder why the Masters never told us about this, you know? Like, it felt so pure, so light. It's gotta be good, right? It has to be. How could it feel so, so warm and welcome and natural if it wasn't? Yeah, it has to be right. It has to be. I'm sure of it. What?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I guess the masters must have had their reasons, but still, I don't understand why they would... Whatever, it's not important. Just kiss me again, would you? You're so precious to me. I'm so glad we did this. Even if we can never do it again, even if we can never see each other again, I'm just so happy I got to spend this time with you, with my best friend, the only person I really trust, the person that I, yeah, never mind. Well, the sun will be coming up soon, and when it does, we'll have to say goodbye. I guess I should get going. Would hate to get in trouble on my first day of Padawan training. But hey, just promise me, okay? Promise me that you won't forget me, that you'll think about me whenever you can, that you'll reach out for me, that you'll remember that moment, the perfect moment when you and I were one. I know I'll never forget it, and it would mean a lot to me if you did the same. Do you promise? Good. If we ever meet again, I'll hold you to that. Now just hold me for a little bit longer and give me one last kiss to remember you by.